Here we go. I think we're back on now. I don't know. We're having some tech issues here again for a change on the Andy and Amanda Show. Andy Kimball here, your host on the Andy and Amanda Show. Your co-host, Amanda, is not with us today. I think she'll be gone a good part of this week, actually, there in the UK. So we're going to have me, at least for today anyway. And so our show number here is 515-605-9888. If you care to join me and the show, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl. We're going to talk about, gosh, there's a lot to talk about here, actually. We're going to talk about the somewhat chaotic Russian talks, which are veering in all sorts of wild directions, between the, what we want to call the private missionary group Wagner, who's recruiting prisoners to work for the Russian military, Russia, and those who agree to and then change their mind are dig their graves and are shot. Believe it or not, yes, true, 2023. And anyway, Ukraine struck a whole convoy of tanks recently and just blew a bunch of tanks up and left Russian soldiers running everywhere in all sorts of directions. And they're having a very tough time of it over there. The Russians are, little did they know. And also, we can talk about what's going on in Turkey, because the government there is now cracking down on the building contractors that built a lot of those buildings that collapsed in Turkey, big time. And the death toll from those earthquakes down in Turkey has exceeded 36,000. I mean, it's just an incredible amount of deaths from an earthquake. They're still rescuing and digging up folks that were caught in the rubble there. Also, what's up on kind of headlines that interests me personally is the Hubble Space Telescope captured amazing images of a light show, if you will, playing among the rings of Saturn's, and kind of like spokes, like spikes of lightning that appear more along the lateral platform of the planet's rings. And scientists can't quite figure out or explain why that phenomenon is happening, but here on the Andy and Amanda Show weekend, we'll get back in touch with you on that in just a minute. And also, I want to ask our listeners if you have seen yet, if you streamed the movie Ageless Love, which is a film about a 20-some-year-old guy and a 38-year-old woman who fall for each other. The woman has five kids, based on a true story. As a matter of fact, the gentleman involved in the actual story was on set at the time, and he was at the time also in hospice care with terminal cancer, and he got to actually be on set when they filmed this story about his love affair with this woman. And I don't know how many of you may have tuned into our show last week that featured the actors from Ageless Love. Definitely you should try that. I think it's on Amazon. I know it's on Amazon and other streaming services too, but you should try to find that. It's a great film. It's a great film. Super Bowl. What do you think? Eagles did an impeccable job. They did an amazing job, actually. I think, personally, they're a much better team than the Kansas City Chiefs. All in all, the breaks went the Chiefs' way. Does that mean, you know, you make a mistake in a game where two teams are very evenly matched statistically, right down to the numbers, right down to the nth degree, evenly matched, and a team makes a mistake, bam, there goes the game. The Eagles, unfortunately, were the ones who suffered from that when their amazing quarterback, who did an incredible job, Jalen Hurts, dropped a snap and it bounced off the shoe and went right into the hands of a Kansas City Chiefs defensive lineman, ran it for a touchdown, and boom, gave him 7 points. And another mishap was a lousy punt, and the Chiefs were able to return that, which culminated in them being set up on the 5-yard line and easily scored another touchdown. So basically, you can easily say the Eagles gave the Chiefs, literally on a silver plate, 14 points in that game. And did the score reflect who was a better team with that game? No, you take those two, well, it's all part of the game, I guess, you know, but if you take those two incidents out, the Eagles really solidly commanded that game. The first half, they just owned the clock. They wouldn't let the offense of the Chiefs on the field. And we were thinking pretty positively, if you're an Eagles fan, that is, how the game was going to terminate at that point going into the second half. But no cigars. So be it. Anyway, hope everybody's doing well. If you watched the Super Bowl, hope you enjoyed it. Maybe even doing it better if your team won, you know, really. I'm going to play a tune. Yours truly.
The dirt and the floor.
News. I wanted to do some more discussion on the yesterday's Super Bowl, or shall we not? That's the question. It depends who you liked. You know, who you liked. I thought the Eagles did a spectacular job. Really, a lot of depth, a lot of capability. The breaks went the Chiefs' way, and therefore they won. Really. But anyway, good game. Good game. I think it led up to its hype. I think most of the professional analysts and commentators all thought that the Eagles were going to win the game, as did I, as did I think most people, actually. But the breaks went the Chiefs' way, and that's just how the game ended up. And you can't afford to make a mistake in a game on that a larger stage. Actually, in any, you know, you can't really afford to make mistakes such as the Eagles made on any game, really. It'll come back and haunt you. The Eagles were fortunate enough to be able to recover from some of the errors they made during the season, outstandingly so, and they've got just a phenomenal Jalen Hurts and great defensive players and a great offensive line. But I think to a point yesterday, the Eagles were outcoached in the second half. I think the Eagles outcoached the Chiefs in the first half. It's almost like two different games. It really was. Like two different games. But anyway, fun times had by all, I hope, that we're watching it and enjoyed the game of football. We only have 2 days, 3 days, is it? 3 days now, till pitchers and catchers show up for the baseball spring training season. So we can start talking about that later on. And within a few weeks, we'll talk about the matchups and what team is taking what player, where they're going to go, what the leagues look like, how they're going to shape up. Are the Philadelphia Phillies going to make it back into the World Series again this year? We'll see. They made some exciting acquisitions on the offseason. We'll see how that plays out. And the Los Angeles Dodgers have some acquisitions too. They're with it. They're in the program every year, just about. The Giants, Dodgers, Arizona, Diamondbacks. We'll see. It's going to be a fun year of baseball. Oh, the Detroit Tigers. Can't forget about the Tigers. New York Yankees, Boston Red Sox. But you know something? I mean, think about it. Baseball, although it's a long, drawn-out 162-game season, there's a lot of really good teams. A lot of really good teams. And that gives each one of these teams the flexibility of being able to move up and down the rankings and not be that concerned about it unless they go way down and fall flat towards the middle of the season. So after the All-Star break is when we really got to start pouring on the coal to make it into the playoffs. But it's an exciting season to watch for some. I tend to think it's a little bit too drawn out for me. 160 games is hard for me to keep my attention peeled to the sport for that long of a time. But that's just me. There's some people who are just avid baseball fans. And I am. I enjoy the game. I like watching the game, but the season's a bit long. And I guess basketball's right up there. I guess that makes one thing that makes football so, I guess, more exciting to me, in that the season is, you know, you have 17 games total, and every single game is critical. Every single game of the season is absolutely critical, almost playoff caliber, if a team's going to make it to the postseason. For baseball, 150 games, you lose a couple, you win a few, you lose a few, you win a few, hopefully you win a few more and a few more, and then you lose a couple and you win a few more, up and down, back and forth you go, and you see kind of how it all shakes out the 160 games later. But it's fun sport to, of course, play and of course, to watch. Anyway, so much for my sports commentating but for right now. Oh, my goodness. But crushing moment for those in Philadelphia, for sure. I know we have Philadelphia fans that tune into this show. And we have some actors and people in showbiz and music biz that tune into the show in Philadelphia. And hope you folks there on the East Coast recover from this in due time. I know it's a sting. But hey, it's a game, it's a sport, we'll get over it and move on. It's amazing when you think about it. Every time I think about the Eagles going to the half with the 24-14 lead. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so be it. So be it. So shall we play some more music? Maybe we should. How about let me think what we should, maybe something upbeat. What do you think? Something upbeat? How about some Big Al's Band with Magic Dick on the blues harmonica and a tune called Whammer Jammer here on the Andy Miniman Show.
You're going to get a crazy tonight. You're going to get a crazy tonight. I get down to it. I said, are you going to get a crazy? I get down to it. I said, you're going to get it all down, get it all night, get it all right, get it out of sight and get it down, baby. Yeah. Whammer Jammer, let me hear you, nigga.
work than anybody knew.
Yeah, I'll say. Man, can I play harmonica? Woo-wee! Magic Dick Dick Isles Band here on the Andy and Amanda Show. So, 515-605-9888. If you'd like to join me on these remaining minutes, please feel free to do so. I'm glad to have you on. Talk about what you'd like to talk about and wherever you are in the world. Oh, if you ever want to send us an email regarding what we're talking about, what we do here on the show, if you'd like to join the show, or if you know anybody who might want to be a guest for whatever reason, tell us why. Email andyandamandashow@gmail.com. Andyandamandashow@gmail.com. I have some exciting shows coming up in the future, including, I'll talk about this now, even though it's a couple months away, NAMM show. Some people might ask us, what is the NAMM show? Now, we did a live broadcast from there last year, and we're going to do even more this year. Okay, what it is? Association of Music Merchants. Basically, everybody, every manufacturer and builder who has anything to do with the music industry, amplifiers, guitars, keyboards, drums, MIDI, DJ, accessories, band instruments, horns, violins, violas, drums, percussion, audio recording, engineering, what I miss. Every aspect of the music industry is covered in this incredibly gigantic convention in Anaheim, California. They took a couple years off, obviously, for COVID. They brought it back last June and doing it now in April. It's normally a January event, and after this April event, it will continue to go in January full force. I guess the June and April events are a little abbreviated, but still phenomenal. We were there last June and today remote, and it was incredible. We're going to be there again in April 14, 15, 16, and please do keep it in mind. Put it in your calendar and look it up online, NAMM, NAMM show. And you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Those of you in the music industry are interested in music and playing and performing and recording and whatever it might be or listening, check out NAMM show. I've played in and been to many, many festivals in my career, and I got to tell you, this show is just at the top of my list in terms of attending and seeing everything that goes on there. They have incredible concerts and amazing musicians demoing the various instruments and equipment produced by the manufacturers in their booths as you walk through the many, many hallway exhibit centers of the convention. And I know it's not till April, but I'm looking forward to I'm getting excited about it already because we just received our media press passes to the show. And I'm like, yeah, especially as a musician myself. But again, check out the NAMM show. We'll be broadcasting live again this coming year on the show, giving our what reviews of what's new in the business, what's going on, what's at the show, what's hot, what's not, who's doing what, and so forth. Who we see, sightings, you all see all these very well-known musicians who aren't touring or working at the time. You see them all walking around and trying different instruments and playing guitars in different booths, and you say, oh, there's Peter Frampton, oh, there's who, it's pretty incredible, Anyway, so So we play, talking about the music here, I'm wondering if we should go ahead and play even another song. Why not? That's what we do here, on the
We're going to do very well. We've done a great job.
Yeah, I think we have. We touch on some topics of interest, some news, some headlines, some sports. Spend a lot of time on the entertainment, music, and film industry because that's the industry we are in when we're not doing the show, which is most of the time. And, yeah, so we're having a good time here. Amanda Love isn't with us today. As you know, she's in the UK. I'm in the US. We've never met. Makes the show kind of that much more interesting because we've been done 486 shows now. Over 600 and some have been broadcast because on weekends, a lot of the Friday shows repeat over the weekend. And sometimes during the week, some of the shows repeat too. So that's, if you look at the actual amount of shows that have been on, it's well over 600, almost 700, I think now. But 486 live broadcasts since April 15th of 2020. Oh, those kind of cool. I'm thinking about now. April 15th will be at NAMM, and that'll be a third year anniversary. So that'll be kind of a cool place to celebrate our third year anniversary of the Andy and Amanda Show. What I think it's called Coast to Coast Live. It's what the umbrella that we're under. Third year of doing Coast to Coast. April 15th. My goodness, unbelievable. A lot of shows. Been a lot of fun. We have a lot of great guests along the way, and we'll continue to have more guests as time moves on here. Thank you for tuning in. We do last show live on Block Talk Radio Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and there are some exceptions. This might be the only show this week, perhaps, because I'll be in San Diego Wednesday through Saturday, I think, and might not be able to do remote. I might try. but there's no guarantee of a show on Wednesday or Friday of this week. So, for example, this might be the only show this week. But for the most part, we're on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m., talking about a variety of subjects, focusing a lot on the news, focusing a lot on the countdown to Donald Trump's criminal indictment, and politics and elections and news and Ukraine and Russia and the environment and the economy, jobs reports, which have been outstanding, as some of you may have seen in our previous episode, and we'll have to talk about it. And also, we can on your calls, 515-6888 is the number to call to join me and Andy and Amanda. Call that number and join the conversation. In the meantime, I think we should get back to playing some more music. And the question is always, is a grab bag. Should just kind of reach in and see what comes out? What should we play? I don't know. How about, we heard some blues. We heard some folk. But here's a tune. It's another one I'm doing. Nah, I'm not going to play that. It's too folky. Oh, well. How about this one?
Nobody bakes a cake as tasty as a tasty cake.
Tasty Cake, a Philadelphia legend. They are a bakery in Philadelphia, a big commercial bakery, distributing their product throughout the Philadelphia area and surrounding regions. I heard they also distribute in Florida. A lot of Philadelphians go down to Florida. But anyway, they're incredible products. I mean, if you were to do a taste test between a Tasty Cake and, let's say, a Hostess, for those of you familiar, you wouldn't go back to Hostess again once you've had a Tasty Cake. Anyway, really very, very, very good. We're going to pick up a phone line here. Give me a second. And here we go. Hello? I think I got you. You on?
You talking to me?
There we go.
Hello?
How you doing? Yes.
I'm getting better. I actually was just listening to you. I was just calling in to listen to you, but I'm doing...
Well, I'm glad you're on. I'm glad. And our listeners are probably wondering who this is. It's none other than Kevin Michaels, the artist who has created some amazing music in his career and recently had a number one country hit for 3 weeks called Down Home Georgia and some other tunes forthcoming. Anyway, how you doing? Great to have you back on, man. How you been? I heard you weren't doing too well.
Yeah, I had a problem with my heart like a week and a half or so ago. I'm very lucky. It turned out to be a COVID-related thing, but remember I had COVID a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
A few weeks back. And so there was, it's called COVID-related angina. So it means that my heart is inflamed because of COVID. It's apparently the only two ways you can get it. Well, it can come from any virus, but they suspect COVID because I had it right before that. So, yeah.
It reminded
me not to take it lightly because it can be deadly, but and I have to take this medicine.
I know.
It's giving me horrible heartburn, but other than that, I'm feeling much better though. I mean, I was very weak for the first week or so after that, and I'm still can back up. I'm not there yet, but I'm doing okay. I mean, I don't think I'm, as long as I, you know, keep taking the medicine, I'm going to try to see if I can switch the medicine to something else with the doctor. Because it's like making a patch, and it's hurt my voice. Not with what we do.
Yeah, so you haven't been doing anything regarding Yeah, but you're better right now. Better. Just for a minute there, you were kind of fading in and out, but it seems like you're stronger.
I guess some reason it doesn't work well on this. So
needless to say, you haven't really done much on the music front recently, I guess, with that going on, which I don't blame you.
No. No, you know, it's weird. It's like since I started the music again, I had all kinds of health issues pop up, and it's just crazy. Like, I've had a wonderful, you know, things career-wise with number one and being like almost 5 months in top 10, and you know, but yeah, it seems like you know, one thing after the other, and then you know, I've dropped since I saw you, I've dropped a lot more weight. And
I saw you in December. You had dropped quite a bit then, and even more.
Yeah, I'm down like now 98 pounds. That's quite a lot, but
that is quite a lot. Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty thin at the moment.
Okay. Wow. Well, good for you.
I finally got the Chris Stockton vibe going on. Oh
yeah,
no!
I knew you wanted to lose it, but not that way. Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know that had much to do with it, to be honest. Well, it probably did a little bit because they wouldn't let me eat for 3 days. So that was, you know, obviously something, but I don't think very much. Not in just 3 days, you can't lose much weight. I don't think so. Yeah, but I'm doing good now. I mean, I'm doing okay. I've been like walking on the beach and stuff like that, which is
nice.
You know, which is good. Yeah. Well, so how about you guys? How are you doing?
Did you catch the Super Bowl yesterday?
I did not.
Oh, good. Good thing. good. I got the opportunity yesterday to hang out with the percussionist and drummer from the band The Roots at a place at a Philadelphia sports bar in Glendale. Of course, yeah, The Roots were based in Philadelphia. Now they're on Jimmy Fallon. Yeah, Knuckles is known as, and he is the percussionist and drummer. He's been with The Roots for 17 years. And, we're going to be getting together and talking about doing some things. I look forward to that in the very near future. But, you know, the Roots are, you know, thank goodness to late night television are very well known now. They've had some great albums. They participate, for those who don't know, or haven't seen them on Jimmy Fallon late night show. They actually began as a more of a hip hop type of rap, you know, hip hop group. And have been had different permutations of the band have come in and out over the years. So a few people joined them and left and joined them and left. But they're still together and they're still playing the late night show and Jimmy Fallon. And so it's cool to hang out with this guy. I mean, you know, it was a Philly. The place is called Underdogs in Glendale, and it's a Philadelphia sports bar right in Glendale. Oh, everybody was there. So it was so cool. It was so cool. It's like going down to be in South Philly during the Super Bowl, watching the hometown team. You know, it was just amazing. Of course, the game didn't, as we talked about earlier in the show, the game didn't turn out the way we wanted it to or anybody expected it to, really. But nonetheless, a good time was had by all. Just everybody was very disappointed at the end.
So I gather you lost.
Commanding lead in the first half. Commanding lead in the first half. I mean, just commanding lead. And the Chiefs just came back and were a different team in the second half, and the Philadelphia defense just couldn't respond. And Philadelphia made a couple of mistakes, and the teams were so evenly matched. I'm a great big football fan, a big fan of the football.
Are you?
Been most of my life. Yeah, big time Eagles fan too. And but both teams statistically were matched, you know, the numbers. I mean, perfect. I mean, both had the same numbers on both sides, you know, and in a game like that, on that large of a stage, two very evenly matched teams, the team that makes a mistake is going to lose. And the Eagles just had some poor defensive decisions and a fumble, which I can't really, you know, they were still, that fumble really didn't do anything for them because they went down and scored anyway. But, you know, they pretty much gave the Chiefs 14 points, one from the fumble, which was returned for a touchdown. And the other was a punt return by the Chiefs that landed them down in, you know, near the 5-yard line. And the Chiefs easily scored a touchdown, you know, from a fouled up, defensive move on special teams from the Eagles, you know. But anyway, so be it. So be it.
Well, baseball season is right around the corner.
Yep. And baseball is around the corner. Are you a Dodgers fan?
No. I'm not really big into a lot of sports. My sports are mostly alternate sports. I used to play tennis professionally, so I definitely am a tennis fan, although I haven't watched in the last few years. I used to watch it all the time. My best friend was on board back in the day.
I just came back from this last week. I was in Wimbledon, London, UK, London.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you go?
5 days, yeah. The Wimbledon competitive match is in June, you know, but I went...
that's in June, yeah. But I mean, but they do have, occasional matches there besides that one.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. But I didn't go. But Wimbledon itself is a great town. What a great, great town.
Oh, it's lovely. It really is, yeah.
You hear all about it all over from the tennis matchups, but to go there.
Oh, no, the village is
nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. It is.
Really?
It
is. And then I went down.
There
was
houses over there, and that was one of the places that I was looking at.
Great.
Very, very. I mean, I thought California was expensive. Anything around England now seems ridiculously expensive.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I had a wonderful stay there. I saw the play Dirty Dancing. The play.
Oh, yeah, cool.
It was incredible. It was fantastic.
Was it good?
The lead... I'm sorry?
It was good, yeah?
It was great. Yeah, the lead actor and the woman who played Baby, I guess, in the movie or in the play, and the guy named Johnny, the dance instructor, were in real life an actual couple. They met during auditions for this production years ago.
Oh, how funny.
And so the chemistry between them on stage was that much more wow. You know, it was so well done. And I haven't been to I guess the last time I was at a play was in London a few years ago. I saw Wicked last time I was in London.
Oh, yeah.
But I love that city.
Great.
I love that.
It's so bloody expensive.
It is. I was up on North End. I went to a blues club up there because last time I was there, I stayed up on North End and had a great time going to some music venues. So we took a trip up there again to revisit a couple other jams.
So did you get to meet Amanda?
No, we couldn't quite make it together. Amanda lives almost 2 hours out of town, and
she does.
I'm going back again. In March or April, and we're going to make a point to get together at that point. Of course, for those of you, who's Amanda?
True.
Those of you should know, it's my co-host on the show. She's in the UK.
Where
in the
is
US.
She?
We've never met. She has her, I think her friend, her significant other is leaving back to Mexico now.
Oh,
and she's spending time. Yeah, she's involved
that makes
in
sense.
That departure. Yeah.
Yeah,
so that's what I've heard. So I haven't talked to her since the show last week.
Today is just the Andy show.
It's just the Andy show. Yeah, and our schedules have been so crazy over the last few weeks that, you know, we used to be like clockwork every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, bam, bam, bam. And our schedules have been such that most often we haven't been able to do that. So some weeks we skip a couple of days. Sometimes we skip a whole week. Sometimes I'm going to San Diego Wednesday through Friday or Saturday. I might do a show remotely from San Diego on Wednesday.
Oh,
we'll
cool.
see. But yeah, so I don't even know what the schedule is going to be for the rest of this week. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we got to get together and play sometime.
Yeah, I would look forward to that. Yeah.
I think it would be fun, definitely, even before we get back to remixing and stuff like that. It would be even fun to play at that little place you took me in Pasadena.
Yeah, great venue called Joel
it really
University
is.
Pasadena. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. I enjoyed that. Thank you for taking me there. It was fun.
And I've been there a few times since, actually, and performed there, and it's great. It's a listening venue. It's not a bar. It's a listening venue in back of it, if you can picture, like a craft store. They have a lot of homemade jewelry and clothes and crafts and paintings, and a really cool,
very cool
place.
Really cool place.
Isn't it, with a venue in the backstage, sound system and all that?
It's
and
so unique.
Come in and sit down and, yeah.
A lot of talented people, too.
Oh, yeah.
There's people.
Well, Thursday night,
yeah, everybody that was there was pretty terrific.
Yeah, and it's been, and it continues to be that way on Thursday nights. A lot of great people
wow.
going up there. And the plus for me is that it's so close to my home. It's so great, too, when I'm here just to get over there and pop by. Yeah.
Well, you were
cool.
Wonderful that night.
Thank you.
I think you stole the night.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're perfectly welcome.
I get a good response there. You know, sometimes I show up and...
You really did.
They put me up there at the end of the night. They, oh, don't go anywhere. Andy Kimball's going to play. I'm like, what am I going to play? I don't know. Okay, let's try this. Mm-hmm. but it's been a lot of fun. You know, been a lot of fun. Yep.
You were terrific. It was fun. That was a nice capper to the show.
Appreciate it. You know, speaking of which, I was heard from the Jake Isles Band, Whammer Jammer. And, we heard from...
It's from my part of the world, aren't they?
Yeah. And we, from Boston, yeah. And we played, prior to that, what did we play? Come on. I played a tune of mine called, a tune I did called Leave the Light On. And that was early in our show. And what else? I think we played another music tune. Did I forget? I can't remember. Uh-oh. But I was about to play some more music, and I was thinking to make it a grab bag and just see what tune happens to show up.
Yeah. Or
maybe I have an idea. Since Amanda is not with us, maybe I can find an Amanda Love song. She, folks, is a wonderful composer.
Okay.
Does a lot of all her music.
Is she?
Oh, yeah. She does her music.
I did not know that.
This is fascinating. Oh, man. In that case, I got to find a tune by Amanda.
Yeah.
Love. I think it's called...
I'd love to hear that.
Let me see. I think I have a tune of hers here. I think I do. Yeah, I do. Okay. This is a tune of hers called Highway to Hell.
So is Cornell a composer, too?
Highway to Hell. Say what?
I said, is Cornell a composer, too?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Cornell happens to be a drummer. Actually, he's a drummer. He plays drums and percussion. Yeah,
you never told me that. I can't believe that.
Yeah, yo, yeah.
All right, well,
yeah.
I mean,
let's
these guys are really mine.
Oh, yeah, something else. This is a tune called Highway to Hell. Not Highway to Hell. Who's that?
That's
this is called
a heavy metal band. I forgot who they were.
Yeah, but not by Amanda Love, regardless. Yeah, but this is a tune of hers called Highway to Heaven, my co-host, Amanda Love, composition. Let's take a listen. Amanda Love.
That was terrific.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I thought she was a great radio host. I had no idea she could do that. She was amazing.
Yeah. And she composes all these tracks and MIDI and, you know, synthesizers, and of course writes the lyrics and sings, and pretty incredible. Amanda Love Music, folks. If you want to hear more of her music, I think it's on Facebook. Amanda Love Music, of course. And she's
why did I not know that? Is what I'm trying to figure out. Nobody's told me.
I don't know. She's shy about that. I played her other tunes of hers on the show from time to time, and she's pretty shy about it, and always pleased when we talk about her music.
She's shy about it. It's pretty terrific.
Pretty terrific. I agree.
Definitely. Yeah. And you are a terrific musician. So, you know, you've got some talented people running that show, folks.
Hey. And perhaps, speaking of which, maybe what we should do, speaking of talented people, is, let me see. I think what we'll do is play a tune of yours that went number one. And we're not done with this tune yet either. And it's called Down the Home Georgia. And it's by Kevin Michaels, who's doing this on the show right now.
I bet he's doing a new one pretty soon.
All right. I look forward to that. Great song. Let's hear this one. Down Home Georgia, Kevin Michaels, here on the Andy Demanda Show. Kevin Michaels, on the line right now. Great tune. Never get tired of that one, Kevin. What a great tune.
Thank you.
Nice.
Well, I mean, there's some great people playing on it. So, you know.
Yes. Was that a Little Richard I heard? Ow!
That was Little Kevin. I dropped something on my foot. it didn't hurt that much. I think it was a shock is all.
You know, so, great song. Who's on that song? Yeah.
Well, Albert Lee on lead guitar, who you met now, is one of the better guitar players in the world, I think. And Robbie Krieger from The Doors.
Who's a fiddle player?
Scarlett Rivera from Bob Dylan's Rolling Thunder Review. And then there are two. There's a straight violin, and then there's what we would call country fiddle. And she's quite famous in a, in a country kind of way. I always forget her first name, though. Scarlett Rivera.
What?
Is the main fiddle player anyway, but and she, like I said, she played for Bob Dylan.
I have a pal steel just playing that. That's incredible.
Oh, Dan Dugmore, he played 35 years with Linda Ronstadt, Crosby, Stills and Nash, and
Is he Teach Your Children? Same guy?
Yeah, that's him.
Teach Your Children.
He's one of the, they call him the king of the California sound, even though he lives in Nashville, so it's which is where that was recorded. And then we had Eddie Bears on drums, who Eddie has won, I think the last 16 or 17 years he's won every year as best drummer in country. Played with Elton John too for a while, which is you know, so all these people played for. And then I got Charlie McCoy on harmonica and Norbert Putnam on bass. They both played for Elvis. They were part of Elvis's band. And the last two remaining members of the Muscle Shoals rhythm section, Spooner Oldham and Norbert, who was also one of those guys. So, so it was lucky to have such great players. And, you know, we decided because of that and because other big players have talked about playing for me on the future tracks that we're going to do for the album, to call the album Walking with Legends, because they are definitely that. So I just saw Albert in something last night. I was watching some guy that, on a video, he's in a wheelchair, this guy, and he sang a country tune. And he said that he played with Vince Gill, who's one of the people who's supposed to play on the future stuff. He played it, and Eric Clapton called him and had him play at his, the Crossroads thing in Texas.
How cool is that?
Vince Gill's band. And it was just really interesting. Albert was there playing with them. So it's... Yeah, and Joe Walsh, who, you know, we may also have on the future tracks. So, yeah, it's been interesting. I can't wait to get back and record the other songs.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully you'll come with me.
No, I'm doing that. We're going to count on that happening for sure. Hey, you know, you were in the film business for a while, too. You did, in addition to
being involved, right?
Well, you remember the film called A Few Good Men with Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Right? The courtroom scene, right? So we had an interesting idea of what would happen if that film were recast using, instead of Jack Nicholson, if Donald Trump were to stand in for Jack as Colonel Jessup. So I want to play. We're redoing the song, of course, and I've got an excerpt of it right here. I thought we'd close out our show. Well, let's play this.
That would be fun.
Think of it. This is here we go. This is A Few Good Men, Andy and Amanda Show style, starring Tom Cruise and Donald Trump.
Colonel, the 6 a.m. flight was the first one off the base.
Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment.
There wasn't a flight that left 7 hours earlier and landed at Andrews Air Force Base at 2 a.m.
I was asking that question.
Guantanamo Logless, no flight that left at 11 p.m. and the Andrews Logless, no flight that landed at 2 a.m. I'd like to admit them as defense exhibits Alpha and Bravo.
Now I know the answer to that question.
Lieutenant, I think we've covered this, haven't we?
Anyone in my position not taking the Fifth Amendment would be a fool.
A moment ago, you said that you ordered Lieutenant Kendrick to tell his men that Santiago wasn't to be touched.
I don't know what I did wrong, but the answer is yes.
And Lieutenant Kendrick was clear on what you wanted?
Fifth Amendment.
Any chance Lieutenant Kendrick ignored the order?
When your family, your company, and all the people in your orbit have become the targets of an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt, supported by lawyers, prosecutors, and even the fake news media, you really have no choice.
Any chance Lieutenant Kendrick left your office and said, the old man is wrong?
An absolute fool.
When Lieutenant Kendrick spoke to the platoon and ordered them not to touch Santiago, any chance they ignored him?
We're not allowed to talk about this.
Colonel, I have just one more question before I call Airman O'Malley and Airman Rodriguez. If you gave an order that Santiago wasn't to be touched, and your orders are always followed, then why would Santiago be in danger? Why would it be necessary to transfer him off the base?
Under the advice of my counsel and for all of the above reasons, I respectfully decline to answer the questions under the rights and privileges afforded to every citizen under the United States Constitution. This will be my answer to any further questions.
Santiago shouldn't have been in any danger at all, should he have, Colonel?
Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendement.
Lieutenant Kendrick ordered the code red, didn't he? Because that's what you told Lieutenant Kendrick to do.
I declined to answer the question.
Colonel Jackson, did you order the code red?
That was genius. They shut you off.